Yeah, you certainly made it hard for yourself, but delighted to get the win, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I said to the guys after the game that if, you know, we sort of sit back and read the press talking about Leinster being shoo-ins for three trophies, I think we just realise that we're in a hell of a battle. I think the NCU boys outplayed us with the ball. They certainly probably got a little bit lucky in certain areas of the bat, but, you know, I think that, you know, it took a special innings from Kevin again to get us over the line. You know, we were gone at 8 for 180, 8 for 190. So credit to NCU. They played very well, and, you know, you can look at their team. They've got probably seven internationals in their team as well. So this competition's anything but a shoe-in for Leinster Lightning, and I've made that quite clear to our guys, and they know that. So we were below par today, and it nearly cost us the game. But like I said, a special innings got us over the line.
Great start to the tournament. Sunshine, big crowds. Couldn't wish for more.
No, it's perfect. Exactly what we wanted. You know, great facilities. You know, great wicket out there. Probably a little bit on the slow side early on, but. You know, I think it was fantastic. Good crowd, good atmosphere. Whenever the sun's shining in Ireland, it's always going to be a good day's cricket. So, proud to be a part of it. And, you know, that's a... Well, I hope, but I don't hope that the rest of the games are that close.
You must feel it's a motivation for other teams just to see how strong you are. You know, you're up there to be punched at, and the NCU and the North West are going to come at these hard. I think this is maybe, but I wouldn't say a wake-up call, but it's certainly, you know...
Well, myself and Kevin spoke about it this morning, about complacency, and, you know, if we weren't, you know, on our A game in all three disciplines, we would be getting beaten here today, and we nearly did that. So, you know, I think a pleasing thing for me is how well Albert and Eddie bowled. You know, the two guys that have got the interprovincial contracts at the moment for the Leinster Lightning, and, you know, those guys were outstanding out there today. You know, Eddie got the breakthrough early on. Albert bowled probably his best I've seen him bowl in a few years. Going back to sort of the fifer he got against Canada in 2010. So to have that was outstanding, and, you know, that's a good reflection on the competition, that those guys can come in and have been rewarded for their good solid club performances and come out and perform on this stage. That's what, you know, that's the likes of Eddie Richardson needs. He needs that gap between club cricket and international cricket, and he got it here today and realised that he could do it. So, you know, it's I can't wait for the next game. You know,
maybe a final word about Kevin O'Brien, special innings.
Yeah, just, you know, we've seen it before, and he's more than capable of doing it. I think the big thing for Kevin in that innings, he paced himself well, and I know I was only out there for two or three balls, but he said if we could bat eight overs, me and him, we could get over the line. So he knew that it was going to go down to the last over. He knew that they had to find a couple of overs from different players. You know, it's just it's a smart innings from a guy that's certainly maturing, and he knows his game inside out, and he works harder than probably anyone, you know, in the Irish setup at the moment. You know, he's been out hitting balls, and, you know, out here today, a great 100 to justify getting the boys over the line.